interrupt this program for a bulletin.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce a very interesting young man who's traveled from very far away to be with us tonight.
Hey, man, what's your name, brother?
First problem is...
Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Yahushua, Yahshua, Jesus Christ. Oh gosh, what a day, what a week. Hey, I say hi to you from the lovely, wonderful, God-blessed nation of Haiti. Yeah, it is an amazing country. I love this place. I love these people. And, you know, it's interesting. When you see how people relate to a particular place, and I think so often people impose their own biases, their own problems, their own issues on a country, on a nation. Their own hate, their own prejudice, their own, you know, whatever it is, it's interesting how that comes out in the way that they relate to a nation, a people group, somebody that's a little bit different than themselves. Yeah, you know, without the gospel, without the Lord Jesus Christ in a person's life, you are totally screwed. Seriously, you have no answers for any of the things that you would face in this life that would really solve or give you any resolution or peace. You have no peace. You have no direction. You have no clarity in what to do and how to do it. And every time you try to make something work, it just goes from bad to worse because you keep destroying yourself because you don't have life and truth and salvation, the Savior, to save you out of yourself and what you would do to yourself without it. So, gosh, every day that I walk with Christ, I am even increasingly more grateful for the fact that He saved me from myself, saved me from this world system, saved me from and protected me from these demonic powers and these workers of the demonic system that seek to prey on my life and to destroy me and to siphon off the power of God that is in me because His light shines through me. Yeah, you know, I am so grateful for the salvation that I have, that you have, that we have in Christ Jesus, and what we are called to live out in this time, in this age, at a time where darkness seems to be ramping up its devices and its methods. So, you know, even if the dark seems like it's getting darker, the light will shine ever brighter in that darkness. So you probably see escalating activity on all sides as you continue to seek to walk with Christ in the midst of everything that's going on. So, yeah, you know, interesting impressions, you know, coming back to Haiti after this last 6 months. And, yeah, you know, it is... You know, this world, for me, when I see so many of the things that are going on, it's hard because you see a solution. You see a solution in the realm of the spirit. You see a solution in the natural. And when you see how solutions are blocked, are kept away from people that need them, when it is not just possible, but probable to be able to deliver those things to people, and yet they're kept away by satanic workers. They're kept away by demonic systems. It is an absolute demonic plot to, right now, say for example, the things going on in the world, when there is something that goes on in some country somewhere, and people are touched by the suffering of others and they want to help them, it is so demonic when people stand up and say, oh yeah, here, give to this group, give to this organization, give to this place, and they will go over and help, and it never reaches those people. Or what reaches them is 10%, 15%, 25% of what you gave, and the rest of it gets sucked up into administration and into overhead costs and into all kinds of crap that doesn't help anybody. There's a whole monster industry that's formed around these different things that go on in the world with aid and people trying to just ask what's being solved, what's being fixed, who's fixing anything. Because, I think that goes back to the people of Christ. I think God's people, we fix stuff. We find solutions. We don't try to create a career out of somebody else's suffering. We don't try to create a career based on people's own misery. God's people look to solve whatever's going on and then to move on with whatever God gives them. So I think that is, I've seen a mark of the people of God that I know, is that they look for solutions. And whereas the worlders look for treatments. They want to continuously treat you for the rest of your existence while they siphon the life of God off of you. They don't want you to have a $15 cure. They want you to have a $300,000 lifelong treatment. So, yeah, it's a different way to relate. Things are spiritually charged. They are. Things flying to and fro. Demonic powers recognize you and you recognize them when you go into situations. We do shift into a realm of spirit when necessary and engage on a level of spirit with the situations that we encounter. But you gotta let the Lord lead you in those. Because the whole thing around us is a war. The whole thing that's going on around us is a spiritual battle. So you have to let God direct you in where He would have you to engage and what He would have you to do, and not just to run off every old place, with all and the whole it's, there's so much evil in this world and in this world system that's around us. So yeah, if you're going to engage, which God has called us also to do as His ambassadors in the earth, for this reason Christ Jesus was manifest to destroy the works of the devil, 1 John 3:8. So God calls us into that. We as His light, those that bear His light and shine with His light and are led by the Spirit of God and do exploits in this world, we engage where the Spirit of God leads us to engage. We tear down those things, destroy those strongholds, bind those witches and those warlocks, displace them, leave them just decimated on the side of the road as we continue to walk with Christ. Yeah, we do that. We, when necessary, when God calls us to, we absolutely destroy them. And they know that. But one thing is that I've noticed with with the satanic workers, one thing about them is, see, they anticipate that most are ignorant. You know, most don't know. Most children of God don't realize the power that they have in them. They don't realize what it is that God has put in them to that equips them to exist in this world. You know, if you say you were in a hostile situation, well, if you had a 44 Magnum on your belt, but you didn't know you had one there, and you didn't use it, or you didn't pull it out, it didn't do you much good. So, you know, and you're still in that same situation. Well, they anticipate that most of the children of God don't realize the firepower that they have on them, and don't use the firepower that they have on them. You know that your prayers, when you pray in Jesus' name, and you are in that spiritual connection, and in that place spiritually, because it is a spiritual position when you pray in Jesus' name. It's not using His name. You are praying in His name because you're inside that spiritual parameter of who Christ is. When you pray in Jesus' name, things change. When you pray in Jesus' name, things happen. A prime current example is just that hurricane coming towards Haiti a week ago, you know, and I flew in what was supposed to be the middle of that thing. You know, I was anticipating maybe even getting delayed or stuck along the way, or getting rerouted or something. Just, you know, the natural. But praying in the Spirit for that thing, along with many others that were called to and that God moved to pray. And pray we did. And we prayed for this nation. We prayed for God's protection on this land. And it was a shotgun facing point blank range on the people of Haiti. 1.3 million living in internally displacement camps. And they couldn't get out of the way. And so as we prayed, as the people of God prayed, that thing turned on a dime and went up the coast and did not impact this nation to even 1% of what it could have done here. And that was an answer to prayer. That was God's hand moving something out of the way in response to the prayers of the saints, to the prayers of God's people, changing the situation, changing the circumstance, pushing back that which would have happened had His people not prayed. You know, if you don't pray, nothing changes. God gives us that authority in the earth because He wants us to use that. He wants us to be part of what it is that He's doing here in the world. Elijah was a man just like us. He prayed and things changed. So, yeah, you know, whatever situation you're facing right now in life, pray. Pray about it. Don't just and engage in that thing. Don't do that passing, Lord, please help this thing. Okay, thank you. Bye. No, pray about it. Pour out your heart before God. Let Him know, and let the Spirit of God intercede through you. You know, see, what one thing that happens is that, you know, we are inside of your being. You are spirit, flesh, soul. You're a spiritual being in a natural body, and because you have that link into the natural realm, though we live in corrupted flesh for a window of time while we're here, but it allows us access into this dimension, into this paradigm. And because of that, that which happens, you are and I am spiritual beings that God uses to affect what happens in this dimension, what happens in this paradigm. So when we pray, we bring and birth things into the natural that are that have their origins in the realm of spirit. You know, God moves in the spirit, and then He quickens you to pray. He quickens you and He stirs your spirit within you to pray about that. And then as you pray about that, it comes to pass in the natural. God uses you for that. He uses me for that. It's pretty cool when you realize that this is part of what it is that we are called to do while we're here in this world. So, you know, there is no situation that cannot be changed through prayer. I've seen everything. Things that I've never thought could have changed in the natural, and God's changed them by just a miracle, but it's a response to the prayers of His people. So, you know, to give up, to throw up your hands, to say, you know, what can be done, and no, that's not what you're called to do. That's not what I'm called to do. We're supposed to allow truth and the light to shine bright in a situation, to reveal things for what they are, not for what we're told that they are, but for what they truly are. And once they are seen, once the light shines and it exposes something, then from that spot, we deal with it as the Spirit of God leads us. You know, we deal with things. We set things in the right direction and move things in the right way as God's Spirit leads us to. We're solutions people. And so when we encounter, you know, a witch that spends her life destroying the lives of other people, and she crosses our path, that's the path that she wishes she never crossed. Because when you know the Lord, when you know the power that He's put in you, when you move in that power, she's done. You know, that warlock is done. That power, that demonic, is dealt with in that moment. If you need biblical examples, read in the book of Acts the encounter between Paul and Bar Jesus, which was a sorcerer. I mean, it's that time when they come into encounter with the real one that also knows who they are, who's come into that, stepped into that, stepped up to the plate and allowed God to make them what He called them to be. You know, if you allow God to develop you out into your calling, into the fruition of what He's made you to be, you move from just kind of sort of bouncing through life, you know, and being protected in spite of yourself. You move from that to actually being aware, and then through targeted intercession, through targeted engagement, to really, you become very dangerous to the world system. And they would love to kill you, they'd love to get rid of you, but just like Jesus, you know, no man takes our lives from us. Freely we lay it down, and we lay it down of our own accord, and we take it up again. God's given us that power, He's given us that authority. Nothing can touch us, and we don't check out of this world until God says it's our time. So, yeah, it's a pretty amazing life, actually. You know, along the way, gosh, there are some wonderful, wonderful people. Just blessed people. And, you know, don't worry about anything. Seriously, do not worry about anything. I mean, the worst possible situation you can imagine in this life. If you walk with Christ, you'll be fine. To live is Christ, to die is gain. So to check out from this life, in this world, in this reality, it's okay. It is a blessing. And while we're here, we're about His business. And when you get about the Father's business, you'll realize that He takes care of you. He watches over you. He goes ahead of you. His glory is your rear guard. As you just get on what God's called you to do, He will provide for you. He will take care of you. You don't have to worry about provision. God will, if necessary, He will rain it out of the sky for you. He will split the rock so that you got something to drink. I mean, He will make nature itself take care of you in the worst of situations. If you are seeking first His kingdom, you're His child, you're walking through this life, and you look like you're in a situation where you're in need, He will find a way to take care of you. So, you know, don't worry. Do not worry about those things. Those are small things for God. They really are. Provision is a small thing for Him. You know, your health, while it's important, it's a small thing for Him. He can take care of these things. Move on to the greater subject matters, it's all important, but move to purpose and to vision and to what God's called you to do, and to the fulfillment that He has for you as you choose to walk with Him. Just love Him. Gosh, just let yourself fall in love with Christ, and don't hold back from that, because there's so much joy and peace in walking with Him through this life. So, I am doing great. I am fine. Got a little bit of a cold, a little allergies, but hey, that's okay. Not a big deal. Come and go. But God is, oh man, He is so good. And I each day that goes by, I just realize how absolutely blessed I am that He called me unto Himself, that He quickened me and brought me out and reserved me for Himself. And I thank God for quickening me by His Spirit to respond to that call and to not turn my back on it, because I cannot imagine being anywhere else, doing anything else but what He's destined me to do. And because I would not have wanted to miss this joy and this peace. There's nowhere else in life that you find this. You will not find joy and peace in anything else but the will of God. Period. You won't. You find in things that are not God's will, you might find momentary happiness. You might find colorful distractions, if you would. But those don't last. And you have this really terrible, hollow sense that you're missing something in those situations. And the truth is, you are. You're missing what God called you to do, what God called you to be, and every day you get one day closer to checking out of this life. You know that you did not live an authentic life. You did not live what He intended for you. Whereas when you walk with Him, when you are in step with Him, gosh, there's peace. There is peace that passes all understanding. And it guards your hearts. And it is just a blessing. It's a blessing to know Him. It's a blessing to know His people. Cherish the true relationships that you have in your life. The real children of God. The real servants of God. The real messengers that are out there. The ones that are doing this because He's called them to it. Not because they have any other motivation but that, and they want to please Him, bless them in the way that you can, pray for them in the way that you can, do what you can to strengthen them and your brothers and sisters. Help people along the way that you see God drawing them as well. You know something to pray? Here, pray this. Pray that God would cross your path with those that He is drawing unto Himself, those that He's stirring to know Him. You know, rather than praying, you know, God, make me a this or do this with me or all that, and just pray that God would cross your path with people that He's drawing to Himself, and that He would in those situations use you just to say whatever it is that He has to say to them, to do whatever it is that He has for you to do in that situation. That's good enough, because it's about Him, and God looks for the tools that He has at His disposal and those that are available to Him, and if you're one of them, He'll use you for that. And then when you're there, just share the truth with them. Share your own experience. Say, this is what He's done for me. This is what He did through me. This is what I know now because of Him. And I'm just grateful for that. You know, pray with people. You know, just a 30-second prayer with somebody in the middle of a difficult time will... what a difference that will make for them, you know. And rather than saying, you know, I'll pray for you, and then walking away and doing it some other time, just pray for them there. Just pray for them then. Just, you know, do it. You know, nothing is restricting you or holding you back from that. Pray for them right then and there, and say, God, you know, this brother, this sister, they are looking to you in this situation, so I come into agreement with them for that which they need you to intervene on. And Lord, please help them. Jesus, please work in their situations of life and create a new beginning, a new chance. So, you know, accordingly, I just want to pray with you guys before I gotta go here. But Father, I just pray, Lord, right now. I pray, Jesus, for my brothers and my sisters that are listening in. Lord, I pray this day that you would bless their lives. I pray that you would strengthen them in the middle of their difficult times. I pray that you would give them wisdom and direction and leading and guiding, and that your Spirit that leads and guides us into all truth would teach them the way that they must go and strengthen them in that way. I pray that you would encourage their hearts, that you would bring good people in and around them that love you and that they could be a blessing to you, that would bless their lives. I pray, Father, for your servants, Lord, that are out there that are doing the work that you called them to do. I pray for them right now, Lord, that you would strengthen them. And Lord, we pray also against just the works of the enemy that are around us and in these different places. We do bind them in Jesus' name. We do break their powers over light, over the children of light, over those that seek to serve you. Father, we break their ability to affect negatively our lives and all of their demonic plans. And Lord, we pray, Father, right now in Jesus' name, that your light and your life would flow into every one of these situations, Lord, that you would loose your people, Father, to do your will, Lord God. Strengthen us, Father, this day with the call and, Lord, with the anointing of your Holy Spirit and the power, Lord, that flows from you. Thank you, Father, for loving us. And Lord, we just bless your name and we go on into the rest of this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hey, So I totally, completely love you guys. I pray God blesses you and keeps you. And hey, write us faithmix@gmail.com. Just drop us an email, say hi. We'd love to get those. And hey, we'll catch you sometime soon. So God bless you. Love you. Talk to you later. Bye.